Are you struggling to understand what the most important factors are for achieving big success marketing your own ebooks, reports, books, manuals, or other info products online? Well, then sit back as we spend the next 15 minutes uncovering the three pillars of information product marketing success in this edition of Information Product Publishers Podcast. Jeff Smith here from www.infoproductcreator.com, HireTrustMarketing.com, and InfoMarketersZone.com, the private site for information product publishers. Now, as I sit with talk with you today, it's a wonderful 70 degrees outside, sunny, beautiful day. Hope it's nice in your neck of the woods. Just came back from seeing Ice Age 2 with my two sons. It's been a great Easter weekend overall with my family. I'm really hopefully you were able to get out and enjoy your friends and family over the holiday. It really is the most important thing in your life. It's very important to have a balance and take some time out and spend that with your friends and family. After all, that's what many of us are working for in the first place. It's just all that much nicer if you can control your time and you can actually take that time when your family needs it the most. Something I've enjoyed doing thoroughly over the last several months in this business. So today we have some really powerful content to go over, content that will make every difference to the success of your business. We're going to cover the three pillars of your online success with information product publishing. I continue to get a lot of people that are confused over what they should be spending their time on. You know, should it be on product creation? Should it be on improving the copy on their website or improving their website design? Should they be implementing that 20th marketing principle or marketing tip that they see coming through in their email? You know, we've only got so much time in our lives, so what should it be that they're spending their time on? Even more important, I think most people recognize they need to do all of those things to some extent. You need to be able to create products, but you need to be able to do marketing as well. It's all that much more important that you put your time and your emphasis on the right things within each of those activities. So we want to cover the three pillars of online success with information product publishing today in the next 15 minutes or so. So sit back, enjoy, take some notes, and we're going to try and cover this material very quickly. You can always come over and check out some of the latest articles on our InfoMarketersZone.com private membership site. We do have a sample article section where we post a lot of articles for free, just so you can get a feel for the site and get a feel for some of the better information that we posted on that site. So I invite you to take a gander over at that site and see what's been going on over there lately. Now, pillar number one, onto our main content. First of all, as one of the three pillars for creating your own information product empire, you need to be able to create in-demand product that targets passionate demand from users. Now, we've talked about this over and over again. Anyone who's followed any of our articles or writings knows the importance of this. For example, you need to understand the motivation behind a golfer who wants to drive the ball 10 yards further. You know, what's the motivation? Why do they really want to do that? Is it to look better in the eyes of their audience? I remember asking or talking with somebody who ran a very successful golf membership site, and where he indicated to me that the actual motivation for a lot of, let's say, you know, middle-aged to older people was actually not to be showed up by the younger folks in the golf course. That's the kind of motivation you need to discover to be able to not only create the right types of products, but market them properly later on with the proper emphasis and benefits. How about the Generation Xer who has to care for their ill or elderly patients? Do you not think they're in some kind of pain? Do you not think they're looking for information on how to best take care of that parent, how to best handle the situation, how to maybe find help out there that will help, you know, balance their time with the time of a professional that can help take care of that parent? Huge demand for those topics. How about the gardener who's passionate about surviving on their own grown food? You know, it's not a day goes by today that we don't find some type of a contaminant or warning that comes out on the healthiness of our food. There's a growing movement of people who just, you know, want to bypass all that craziness and want to go right to growing their own food again. How about the homeowner that wants the nicest grass on the block? That's a very simple example. I live on one of those streets where people just go nuts over how green their grass is. And there's competitions that heat up over who has the nicest lawn. And a lot of these people have kids. They want to do this chemical-free. They want to do this in a healthy way. Is there an information product there? Absolutely. So those are the kind of examples of finding hot, targeted demand. And, you know, come up with your own ideas. Come up with your own interest areas and brainstorm that kind of demand. What are people really wanting? Forget the keyword searches for a while. Forget demand. Just tap into pockets of demand. Hit those areas that you know people are passionate about. You know people want answers to. You know, you can find the answers later on. You can hire somebody to go out and find the answers. The critical piece from your perspective is to tap into that demand. Second pillar of creating your own online success with information products. Well, you need a site that converts. You need a site that sells. You need a site that takes at least 2%. And there's no reason why you need to stop at 2%. You can go much higher in terms of converting those visitors into buyers. You want to get those people into a buying chain, into a habit of buying. They want to buy their first product, and they'll buy more from you if you can get them signed up. And so that's a critical piece. How do you get your site to convert? Well, here's four things you need to be focused on in terms of increasing the conversion of your site. Now, these are the most important things. When you talk about improving your site's conversion rate, improving your sales, these are the things you should be focused on. Number one, you need to understand the number one buying motivator, number one buying factor. Communicate, share the need or desire your customer has to offer a unique solution. You need to go back to what we talked about in number one, the number one pillar. You need to go back to what was the motivating factor for them wanting the product in the first place. And you've got to make sure you're targeting that in every aspect of your sales page. You've got to be recreating in the first part of your sales letter the kind of pain or the kind of demand. Remind them of what it is. Paint an image. Paint a picture in their mind. Tell a story. That gets them back into that place of the pain and the passion that they feel to be able to solve the problem. And then you want to answer that problem for them. You want to create bullet items that gives them reasons to buy your product, reasons why your product best fulfills the passion that they have that you've outset for them in the beginning of the sales letter. You want to have subheads that communicate benefits to them. You want to have a title that offers the problem and a solution to the problem. Those are all critical factors. So if you haven't, you know, if you've already got an information product and you didn't go through step number one in order of targeting your product at a high demand, you need to go back to number one and figure out how you can take the content that you've already produced and retarget it, refocus it on a really hot demand. And oftentimes it's not a complete throwaway. You can retarget that information by packaging it differently, by understanding what really the deep desire of your users is and repackage the content to fulfill that desire. So number one, you need to rejig your sales letter, redo your sales letter to focus on that demand that you found in step number one. Now, the second factor in improving the conversion of your site, your audience needs to trust and like you. You need to build the trust factor. You need to have testimonials. You need to have case studies, anything that builds credibility and trust. You need to expose any criteria that you have in the past that would lead them to believe that you really know your stuff here. Give them reasons to buy you, reasons to trust you. Give them third-party support. And, you know, build their trust over time. Get them into a sales funnel so they can get to know you. So bring your personality out in some articles and sales letters and blog posts. Number three factor in improving your conversion, build in the mechanism for bringing subscribers back to your site multiple times. You need to have multiple exposures built into your marketing system. Get them back to your site. Sign them up to a mini course, a newsletter. Get them onto a blog that's sticky where you're posting and can give them blog notifications. get them onto a forum where they can track responses and get involved in the discussion. All of this is incredibly important for increasing your conversion rate. And number four, make sure your site is simple, clean, professional looking. Doesn't mean you need to go to a professional web designer. You can do this yourself. Just make it a simple message, a simple, clean message with good quality graphics. If you're going to use graphics, make it professional looking. And I don't mean a corporate professional site. I mean a professional looking sales site. And you can do that. You can go out there and find sites that you can lend ideas from. And I'm not saying copy the actual source code right from them, but you certainly can get ideas from those sites. Those are all ways that you should be focusing each and every day on improving the conversion of your website. Now, the third pillar of success in building your own information product empire, generating traffic, you should be using a combination of pull methods and of using techniques to be able to optimize your site. You should be using word-of-mouth marketing, social marketing, user-generated content, the buzz factor, social networking. These are all critical pieces to building your traffic. You need to create a reason for people to talk about your product. Build that into your product. Build a controversial title into your product. Build a question into your product. Market your approach, your technology to solving a problem. All of this can lead to reasons why people may want to spread word about your product or discuss it in any way you can do it. Now, use vehicles. Provide them a vehicle to follow up and build content. Blogs, forums, file sharing sites, collaboration tools, opinion and review scripts. Even think about having an ability in your site for people to contribute stories, case studies, any kind of contribution to a compilation product, even if you have to give that compilation product away as a bonus to your core product. Get people participating, get people interested, get people contributing to your product. That's going to build that whole word-of-mouth marketing, the social marketing that is going to be the pillar as we move ahead in the coming years. It's a new paradigm shift in the marketing of products and services in this growing, busy market and competitive market of information product publishing. So with that, we're going to be talking a whole lot more about methods of social networking, and we're going to be going through specific ways you can set these things up on your site and set up automated systems on our InfoMarketerZone.com site. That's going to be one of the key topics we're going to help our members do in the coming, next 6 months, because this is, folks, a critical paradigm that even the Fortune 500 are seeing coming in terms of new marketing paradigms that you see on the marketscape. So with that, I want to wrap up for today. There's your three pillars of building your own information product online success method. And we hope to hear from you again this week. This is Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com, InfoMarketerZone.com, and InfoProductPublishers.com. Thanks for joining us.